Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, November 9th. In today's final Purple State update with the Colorado Sun, John Frank talks with KVNF News about what we learned in Tuesday's midterm election. Unaffiliated voters in the state swung the election, and in most cases, they voted Democrat.
The turnout we saw on Tuesday was incredibly significant for a number of different reasons. For one, the total balance returned was more than 2.5 million. Those are numbers that we generally would only see in a general election when a presidential candidate is at the top of the ballot because there's more interest. The second thing that I think is really interesting, according to the experts we talked to, is that the number of unaffiliated voters exceeded the Democratic voters and the Republican voters. This is the first time anyone can remember of this happening in Colorado. And not only exceeded them, but exceeded Democrats by about 31,000 votes. That's pretty significant. This year will be remembered as the year of the unaffiliated voter in Colorado.
While the so-called purple wave did not necessarily sweep over the nation, it did move the tide in Colorado, where the Democratic Party will enjoy the fabled trifecta.
From the start, this governor's race at the top of the ballot in Colorado was going to be a significant shift in the direction Colorado goes in the future when it comes to the leadership out of the state capitol. Now that Democrats have all three chambers, it's even more significant. Now, they have been in this position before, just a few years ago, and managed to pass significant legislation from the Democratic agenda, which included tougher gun regulations, which included allowing well, civil unions came shortly before then, but there was also other measures that really fit within their agenda. This time around, they have an ambitious agenda led by Governor-elect Polis, who wants to fund full-day kindergarten, pre-K, as well as find money for a number of other initiatives, particularly expansions when it comes to healthcare. So there's going to be some significant changes at the state capitol this year, and Democrats are going to have to work hard to try to get consensus beyond their caucus on some of these. If they really want some of these measures to stick, they're going to need to be bipartisan, according to the lawmakers. So that's what they're trying to do at this point.
Tuesday's election painted the portrait of a state deeply divided between the growing urban centers along the I-25 corridor and the aging rural small towns on the plains and on the western slope. As legislators prepare for January's opening session, the chasm between two very different visions of Colorado continues to widen.
The state's very divided. We've got maps showing the governor's race by county at ColoradoSun.com. There's a very clear divide where the Denver metro area up into Fort Collins is very blue. You've got places on the western slope that are very red. And then some of these mountain communities, interestingly, did go blue this year, and that's been in part how Democrats were able to post such big numbers. The bottom line is the state is very divided. There are few counties kind of in between, and actually only one county where the governor's race was essentially tied, and that's out your way in Garfield County.
And in our final spots from KUNC regarding Tuesday's midterm election, an amendment to raise the campaign contribution limits failed. Stephanie Daniel has the story.
Amendment 75 would have increased the current limits for campaign contributions for all candidates anytime at least one gave more than $1 million to their campaign. Voters rejected this amendment. Amanda Gonzalez is the executive director of Colorado Common Cause, a group that opposed 75.
Coloradans really don't like the idea of money corrupting their government, and that's exactly what this would have done.
Gonzalez says the no vote keeps campaign contributions low. I'm Stephanie Daniel.
Bipartisan commissions will now draw Colorado's political maps as Amendments Y and Z passed. Stephanie Daniel has more.
Amendments Y and Z prohibit gerrymandering for both congressional and state races. Amanda Gonzalez is the executive director of Colorado Common Cause, the group that helped craft the amendments. She says Y and Z will dramatically improve the way districts are drawn in Colorado.
Finally, we're going to have voters, people choosing our politicians and not the other way around.
The next step is to appoint four Democrats, Republicans, and unaffiliated people to each of the commissions. Their first job will be to create districts for the 2020 census. I'm Stephanie Daniel.
Governor John Hickenlooper says he's satisfied with the outcome of Tuesday's election, which saw Democrats make gains nationally and here in Colorado. KUNC's Matt Bloom has more.
Speaking at an event at the governor's residence, Hickenlooper said the Democrats' take-back of the U.S. House of Representatives means lawmakers in Washington will now have to reach across party lines if they want to get anything done.
If they choose not to do that, the public, I think, has run out of patience for people that aren't willing to collaborate and compromise.
The term-limited governor is soon to be replaced by Democrat Jared Polis. Hickenlooper has not officially declared a 2020 presidential run, but is widely expected to make a bid.
I'm Matt Bloom.
Democrats in the state Senate have chosen their majority leaders for the upcoming legislative session. KUNC's Scott Franz has the story.
The lawmakers were upbeat and lively when they unanimously chose Leroy Garcia of Pueblo as Senate president. At a press conference, Garcia said he's optimistic the tone between his party and the Republican minority will be positive when the balance of power shifts in favor of Democrats this session.
My task is to lead and govern and to take this responsibility very seriously. I'm eager to work with anyone who wants to work with us.
Garcia refused to comment on whether he supported future legislation increasing setbacks on oil and gas development. He also said the legislature still has some, quote, cleaning up to do after some lawmakers were accused of harassment during the last legislative session. Democrats named Steve Finberg of Boulder as the Senate Majority Leader. Lois Court of Denver will be President pro tem. From the state capitol, I'm Scott Franz.
And finally today, late vote tallies in Delta turned the tide in the medical marijuana debate. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, voters in the city of Delta passed referred Measure 2H by 46 votes, allowing the cultivation of medical marijuana in city limits. Early returns had the measure losing by 64 votes, but after final votes were counted, the measure passed. Delta voters also approved the sale of medical marijuana. Two other marijuana measures were defeated, however. Delta voters said no to the sale and cultivation of recreational marijuana. Delta is now the first city in Delta County that will allow growing and selling medical marijuana. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, November 9th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.